This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Getting back into the Commanders, we had our poll of the day, and then we replaced it with another poll, which had to do with, would you trade for a corner if you were the Washington Commanders? Because most of the people who responded at Junks Radio on Twitter were not interested in Davante Adams or Amari Cooper. 78%, or I guess it was actually 84% were not interested. But 78% say they would trade for a corner. What do you think, if anything, the Commanders should do with the trade deadline looming? It's interesting. I was looking at this article on USA Today, and it was about trade candidates, but it was about guys each team, one player from each team that you would trade. So for Washington, they said, you know, Jamin Davis would be a good candidate because he needs a fresh start.
Yeah.
So, like, ship him out.
Sounds like a good guy.
But I was perusing the names from all the other teams, candidates for other teams, and who would be interesting for the Commanders. And Cleveland is probably in a fire sale mode.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Za'Darius Smith. Now, that's the defensive end.
Yep.
That's another position. Would intrigue me.
Yeah.
So, corner. Sure, but I would be intrigued by a pass rusher if you can get him on the cheap.
I'd be more intrigued by getting Denzel Ward away from the Browns. Now, that's a high dollar, high ticket item. I mean, he signed a $100 million contract back in 2022.
All right, that might be
prohibitive.
Yeah.
I mean, Za'Darius Smith's kind of hopped around. He's up there in years.
Yeah, but if you give a fifth round pick, I mean, he could help you.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's not young.
He's 32.
Is he 30?
You don't have to just only have guys long term, Cakes. You can sign guys just for the finish up the season.
Yeah, but it's just a matter
especially
of what
if you think you're going to be competitive.
As long as you're not giving up too much to acquire them,
mm-hmm.
If it makes sense that way, I would consider it. But I'm not giving up long term assets for like rentals, like 1 year rentals, rentals.
You're not. That's not what these guys go for.
They posit as a day three.
Davante Adams went for a third rounder.
Right.
Cooper went for three picks, but
again,
Davante
did because of his salary.
Rounder.
He did because of his salary.
But I'm saying these guys, like if you're going to acquire a corner, you're probably going to give up a fifth round pick. Maybe.
We could throw it out to
if
callers.
If you get a defensive end, you're probably going to, you know, if you get Za'Darius Smith, what's he going to go for? Fifth round or sixth round?
Yeah, probably. It can't be a lot.
I can't. Some of those guys, I mean, J.C. Horn has been talked about being traded. He mm-hmm. would go much higher than a fifth rounder. He'd be like
sure.
a second rounder. Some of these guys are really good. They're not just going to give them away.
Of course not.
Yeah, but most of the guys that are, if you're going to sell off, they're probably going to be more aging veterans.
Expiring contracts.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Maybe you do give up a second rounder for a really younger player that can really help you, but most of these guys are going to be at that age.
800-636-1067. What, if anything, do you want Washington to do? You saw teams make trades yesterday, all right? Jets trade for Davante Adams. That was kind of a long time. long time coming. People speculated that once Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets. And but then you saw Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns go to the Bills. You even saw a smaller deal, Cam Akers, mm-hmm. goes to the Minnesota Vikings because they've got some injury issues at running back. So they shore up. He'll be like the number three back. What do you want Washington to do? We immediately turn to the defensive side because that's where the problems lie. I think they're ranked 22nd defensively, mm-hmm. which is not the worst.
That's because they had a couple good weeks.
I would also say Washington's in a little bit of a different scenario where the Bills and the Jets specifically, those teams were looked at as potential Super Bowl contenders heading into the season. Washington was not. Mm-hmm. Washington was looking at a rebuild with a rookie quarterback. Now they're ahead of schedule.
Right.
But
doesn't matter,
I don't know if Adam Peters is going to be in like that active in the trade market.
I tend to agree with you, but it doesn't matter what we thought or even what they thought. Here's what they are. They're great offense, mm-hmm. I think. Now, it's only 5 or 6 games, and they only scored 23 against the Ravens, so maybe it's a big fraud.
23 against the Ravens is pretty good.
Maybe it's a mirage. Maybe we're going to come back to earth offensively. But it looks like they're schemed up pretty well, and they got a dynamic quarterback, mm-hmm. I think, for a decade, barring injury. But defensively, they can't stop anybody, and if they could find a way to stop people, then you might actually have a real Super Bowl contender, Cakes.
Yeah. All right, here's another name for you, EB.
Why not potentially, and I agree with you, I don't want to give up a first-round pick or a mm-hmm. second-round pick for some 33-year-old
guy. That. I know he's too smart for that.
I don't think anybody would do it.
Here's another name for you. It's from the same article from USA Today. So it's one candidate mm-hmm. from each team that you would want to ship out
right.
with the trade deadline. So again, for the Commanders, it was Jamin Davis. So for the Miami Dolphins, older guy, I know what Cakes is going to say, but if you're going for it and you get him on the cheap, they have Calais Campbell. Now, that's a guy who could shore up your rush defense, right?
I don't know. But he's really old. Like, he's
for this season.
Is he like 37 or 38? He's up there.
Let me throw out another name. And he hasn't played because he's not happy with his contract.
He's 38 years old, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I know, but you just lost Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, but they think they filled it. They're going to fill him in. They're going to be able to survive with Mathis and Newton.
What about Hassan Reddick?
Now, that one's intriguing.
He's 30.
I mean, I'd rather have a 30-year-old than a 38-year-old.
And the Jets have said, all right, go.
Yeah, but that 38-year-old's a mountain of a man.
He's a mountain of a man, but needs a walker to get to the quarterback. Not interested. No, thank you.
But the Jets have said, all right, Hassan, go try and find a trade.
Yeah.
It's not like Jonathan Allen and Dron Payne were racking up sacks. They need to stop the run, Cakes. Did you see what happened against the Ravens? Have you seen what's happened throughout the season?
I don't know. The Commanders need to stop the run.
Okay, well, Calais Campbell, I think you'd bring him in as not a pass rusher. He is a run stopper. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
What, if anything, do
you want them to do? You might be content and be like, hey, this is supposed to be a rebuild year. Let's not make any moves. Right now, I like our draft position.
I mean, you still think we're going to steal some games because our offense is so good. So go as far as you can go and then be patient. Because I do think, to Cakes' point, it doesn't matter what our expectations are. The reality of it is it would take something, I think. We're not one player away. Mm. It would take a couple crazy moves to probably make yourself a real Super Bowl contender, I think. Because they just don't force enough punts. They don't get enough stops.
All right, and I know you
and one guy is not going to change that.
I know you don't need it.
No, but it could help you win a division if you get an impact guy. I'm not saying
but I think they could still win the division even.
It's possible.
But if
you're only going to give up a fifth rounder, maybe a fourth rounder, don't you want to get better for this year?
I would consider it for a fifth rounder, almost anybody.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw out somebody on the offensive side of the ball. This team's...
Younger, old.
He's old. All these guys are old.
I don't like old that much.
All right, but...
Maybe it'll intrigue me.
I know you're not going to necessarily be for it.
All right, I've got my thumb in the neutral position.
But same article.
Yeah.
And it intrigued me.
Okay.
I know EB's going to say, don't need it. Don't want them. It's a team that is dead.
Okay, dead.
They're going to need to draft a quarterback because their quarterback has been exposed.
Okay,
he's young.
Right.
But nobody believes in Will Levis. So, DeAndre Hopkins. That thumb is going right down.
What does it cost?
Just old.
What does it cost?
It'll probably be a
sixth rounder.
I would do it for a sixth rounder, sure. Of course.
You're looking at DeAndre Hopkins through the lens of what he did back in the day with Houston and Arizona, like when he was in his prime. I mean, the guy's battling with a knee injury just to get out on the field at this point on a bad offense with the Titans. Now, would he be a good influence in the locker room? Probably. He's a veteran. He's amassed a ton of catches.
Could he catch some touchdown passes for you?
I just...
Be a red zone threat?
Does he make you that much better at this point than a fading DeAndre Hopkins? I don't know.
Well, let's say you're in the red zone, and you have Terry McLaurin on one side and Hopkins on the other side.
I'd rather they throw the ball more to Noah Brown than to an old, beat up DeAndre Hopkins.
I do think they should explore. I'm not saying that these are the guys. I do think they should explore options. Number one, corner. You can get somebody. Number two, I would say defensive end. And number three...
How about this? Wide receiver. How about this? Because I know this won't happen. But I just want to be outrageous. What if you give up a one? Okay?
Okay.
And, I don't know, throw in a couple other bums from Micah Parsons. Like a player of that caliber. That's the player that changes the direction of your team.
I mean, but the Cowboys...
What you're talking about, and I'm trying to make a point... Mm-hmm. Is you're kind of poking around the edges.
Usually what happens at trade deadline.
Right. They're like fringe stuff.
Right.
But you want to change this team? Get Micah Parsons. Get TJ Watt.
Well, you got to draft.
That changes your team.
Those teams aren't trading those guys.
That's why I said it's not going to happen.
You got to draft those guys.
But if you could, the one guy whose name has come up,
I have no idea if the team would be interested in it, but just when I look at all these articles about guys who may be available. That you'd be intrigued is similar as Max Crosby.
Right.
Team going nowhere.
Look at the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've been watching the Raiders because I'm watching Dylan. And Dylan had a fumble. It's one carry. Freaking TJ Watt punched it right out of his thing.
Now, Max Crosby intrigues me because he's still relatively young.
He's a game changer.
He's hyper productive.
He's a game changer.
And if you got him at the right price, that guy makes sense.
Is he on the block? I haven't even seen his name.
But I mean, they're just brutal, though.
I don't think he's on the block, but I've seen one article that said this is a guy who potentially could be on the block.
Yeah, he's only 27.
I don't know why the Raiders would trade him.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. The answer could be you don't want him to do anything. Stand pat.
I don't know. I want him to explore everything. Let's go to Charles. Charles, what's up?
Hey, Charles.
Hey. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up?
Hassan Reddick is the guy you need. That guy's going to give you 10, 12 sacks every year. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, I brought his name up, and the Jets have already given him.
I heard somebody say he's too old.
No, he's 30. He's not too old.
Yeah, he's perfect age.
So he had 11 perfect sacks age. Last season.
He gives you double-digit sacks
every
year.
The last four seasons, he's had double-digit sacks. Yeah. 12.5, 11, 16, 11.
Do you worry about him sitting out all this time? Hasn't practiced.
I'd be a little concerned. Sure. He's already missed.
Have a game-changer on offense. Why not have a game-changer on defense?
Yeah, I would think that you would probably have to work out some sort of a deal with Reddick. I doubt he's going to come here and just ride it out.
Here's the problem with Reddick is that the Jets are going to have to deal a second-round pick to Philadelphia instead of a third-round pick for dealing him in the NFC. That's a clause in the contract.
Ah.
So, obviously, they would look for a match in the AFC over the NFC.
Okay. So, that probably takes that one off the table.
Unless we threw in a second rounder or something, right?
Yeah.
But not saying you would want to.
It might be worth a second rounder.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, what's up?
Hey, Jungs, what's going on?
Hey,
thanks,
Matt,
for having me on. So there's a team down in Louisiana that's lost four straight and has a pretty darn good corner that's capable of shadowing an opposing team to number one. Give me Marshawn Lattimore as a potential option to see if they're interested in dealing him. And they're going to be without Derek Carr probably for another week or two. Team is heading in the wrong direction. Dennis Allen's on the hot seat. I could see Marshawn Lattimore maybe spinning the wheels and seeing what it would cost to potentially acquire him.
I like it. Kick the tires, Cakes.
He's a 28-year-old corner. I don't know how much money he's making.
He's making $15 million.
That seems very reasonable.
I mean,
you know what? And throw in Manny Ford.
Actually, no, 19. Well, I don't know if this includes.
Former first-round pick, Cakes, a year and a half ago. Some people think they can fix him.
Who? Ron Rivera?
I don't know.
show me a handful of people in the NFL who thinks that they could turn around Manuel Forbes.
Well,
at this point.
I'm guessing that there were, he wasn't an outlier first-round pick. I mean, teams liked him.
We could have been talking about Christian Gonzalez instead of him if it weren't for Ron.
That is true.
But they Ron botched happened. It. Ron was a thing, unfortunately.
Let's go to Jim in Edgewater. This one I think I'm against. Jim.
Hey, it's Jimbo from Edgewater. We had a big tailgate on Sunday there for the game.
All right.
I think the Commanders need to pick up Jadeveon Clowney. You saw what he did for the Ravens last year. He's with the Panthers now. The guy can get it done off the edge.
Isn't he hurt right now?
I think he's banged up.
I believe he's
hurt. Time to pick him up cheap.
This is production overstated. Valdez, you can speak on this, but you guys have done okay replacing him, right?
They had to choose between Van Noy and Clowney, and they chose Van Noy. I mean, Clowney had a great year with the Ravens. He had over double-digit sacks.
He had 9.5.
Yeah. Close to double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
They chose Van Noy over him.
How old is he now?
31.
Man, he's a lot younger than I thought. I thought he was like 35, 36. He's been around forever.
31, and he's never had a double-digit sack season. He's had some 9 to 9.5s, never reached double digits. Kind of disappointing from the number one overall pick.
True, but he's definitely been impactful at times
good,
in his
he's
career.
He's had a good, not great NFL
he's
career.
He's been impactful at times in his career.
He has.
Yeah. He's had a longer, like, LeVar Arrington career, right?
Yeah.
I think Arrington was more impactful.
I think
Arrington made, like, 3 Pro Bowl teams. I know Pro Bowls are kind
that's
of a
popularity
joke.
Popularity contest.
Okay, but I don't think Clowney has.
Clowney's made 0?
I can check.
Is that
don't
true?
Know.
I don't see why he would make one.
Popularity.
He's got an ankle issue and a shoulder issue.
He's definitely made Pro Bowls. And he's an edge setter. He's a run stuffer.
You know
guy.
Who he is? He's basically Brian Arakpo. Not like sack-wise. Sack numbers. Though Arakpo, to give him credit, reached double digits, I think, multiple times, whereas Clowney never
had
did.
A heck of a career. When it's all
he had a good
done,
career.
He put numbers up.
He did.
He was the Kyle Kuzma of the NFL.
I guess.
Oh, Clowney's actually made the Pro Bowl 3 times.
See?
Wow.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See? Those numbers?
Again, you're working around the edges when you're picking up guys like this. If you want to, okay. And that's probably what they're
Come
thinking.
On,
if we're going to make a move,
what
unless it's like,
there, man?
Unless it's like a just a gimme, like a no-brainer, it's not really going to change the direction of your team. Unless you get...
No, you're just acquiring them for this year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Even this year, it's not going to change the direction of your team, most of these guys.
Right, well, but you want to get better.
But what if it helps you win one game?
Right.
It might not be worth it. Like, one game might not be worth whatever the cost is. Now, if it's a 6-rounder, sure. But
well, yeah, I'm not
then.
Saying trade a 1st-rounder for any of these guys, but that's what these guys are going to go for.
Look, the Vikings are 5-0, and they picked up a guy who's number 3 in their depth chart now as a running back in Cam Akers, but they're just trying to get better.
Yeah, I'm not averse to it.
I think if you can add somebody on the defensive side and you're not giving up a ton of draft capital, do it.
You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll get back to the NFL with Mike Renner from CBS Sports coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.